Ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem mirushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Tali Ifra from Yerushalayim, and today we'll be learning about Yale Avivo. On Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of every Jewish month, and on holidays, we add this short prayer of Yale Avivo into Shmona Esrei, the silent prayer in the blessing of Ritzei, and we add it in benching, the blessing after meals, in the bracha of Rachim. Our goal is going to be to understand what it is that we're saying, and why on these particular days, and why is it added specifically in the brachos of Ritzei and Rachim. So let's first do a quick rundown of Yale Avivo. We might think that it talks about the joyous holidays, the miracles of history that we're celebrating, but when we take a close look, we see that it barely mentions the holidays, it barely mentions the great miracles, and there's no joy or celebrating. Yale Avivo is far from a celebratory tefillah. And indeed, when we look in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, it tells us that on days in which a korban musaf, an additional offering, was offered as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, we add Yale Avivo into our tefillah. Rashi explains that this is a tefillah of request. We're not thanking or praising Hashem for the miracles of Jewish history here. We're actually bemoaning the fact that we can no longer come before Him with a musaf offering as we could in the times of the temples. And since we can no longer bring a musaf, we're inserting a special request on these days, beseeching God to bring Mashiach, restore the Beis HaMikdash, and return us to Yerushalayim so that we can once again come close to Him on these special holidays and Rosh Chodesh. This is why Yale Avivo is inserted into the bracha of Ritzei. Ritzei, which is one of the last blessings in the silent Shmona Esrei, is actually a heartfelt request in which we beg Hashem to return the national service to the temple so that we can bring offerings and serve Him there instead of only through prayer, which we resort to today in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. So also in benching, after meals, we put Yale Avivo into Rachim because that's where we beg Hashem to have mercy on the Jewish people and return us to Israel, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and bring us back to Jerusalem. So what are we actually saying in Yale Avivo? So just to quickly paraphrase, we're asking God to receive, remember, pay special attention to His nation, to remember the promises that He made to our forefathers, to remember Mashiach and Jerusalem, and on these special days to bless us, redeem us, give us life, because to You alone, our merciful Father, do we raise our eyes in prayer. But in the beginning of Yale Avivo, we find no less than 8 verbs with which we ask God to remember us. Ya'ale v'yavo v'yagia v'yira'e v'yiratze v'yishama v'yipaked v'yizacher. May our remembrance rise up, come before, reach, be seen, find favor, be heard, be attended to, and be remembered. Why so many verbs? Rabbi Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the great leader of German Jewry in the 1800s, explains that we are asking Hashem in this prayer to divinely intercede in Jewish history through Hashgacha Pratit, divine intervention, as He has in the past in Jewish history on these joyous holidays, and to therefore bring our nation to its final destiny, the coming of Mashiach. The many verbs in Yale Avivo, therefore, parallel the many layers that go on in national events, in galus, in history. The many factors that comprise the decrees that are on our nation keeping us here in galus. We're beseeching God, our merciful Hashem, to please override all of these seemingly natural factors, our own sins, our unworthiness, to dig down through all of these layers and intercede and end our exile. And in fact, we find an interesting comment by Rabbeinu Bechaye, a commentator on the Chumash. In Parsha Vayeshev, when Joseph was thrown into the prison, Rabbeinu Bechaye explains that a prison described as a Beit HaSohar was a deep pit, a dungeon. He was thrown into the dungeon in Egypt, and the Pasuk says, after he was thrown into the dungeon, God was with him in the dungeon. There are many hints throughout Sefer Bereishit that hint to things that are going to happen in Jewish history. And we find these hints in the lives of our forefathers. Rabbeinu Bechaye explains that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, this indeed is a hint to the future exile of the Jewish nation. Exile is compared to a deep pit. And just like Hashem was with Yosef in that pit, so too we know that no matter how bad it is or it seems, God is always with us in this galut. But to come out of a pit, one has to be drawn up and then taken out. And therefore, we say in Yale Avivo, please Hashem, may we come up. You are with us in this pit. Please come up, draw us out, bring us out of this long exile that we are in. May we all be zoche to be raised up and redeemed from our galus, and to merit to see Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash speedily and in our days. Thank you for learning together.